Hey, folks, what would you do this summer with all the money you'd save if you didn't have a car payment for the next 5 months? Hopefully, buy lots of merchandise for the Mike Church Trading Post. Well, right now at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, take advantage of the Summer's on Us sales event with zero payments for 5 months. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 66 months on the one-of-a-kind Kia Soul, or the high-tech Kia Forte, or the newly redesigned Kia Optima. Bulldog Kia is where Mrs. Church and I have purchased our vehicle since 2011. They're great friends, and they'll treat you right, too. And for Mike Church Show listeners anywhere in the continental U.S., they will ship your new Kia to you for free. Don't cost nothing. That means your new Kia is only a click or call away. For details, call them at 855-BULLDOG or go to bulldogkia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Call Mike Church now.
It's like giving yourself a lie detector test.
I like peace and quiet, and I don't need to listen to Barney Frank ranging in my ear.
Call 844-5-CRUSADE, the Mike Church Show, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
In 1996, a crack USO unit was sent to Bosnia by President Bill Clinton, accompanied by Clinton's wife, Hillary Commando Clinton. Their plane promptly came under sniper fire, mortar fire, and atomic weapons. Led by Mrs. Clinton, they escaped into armored vehicles purchased from someone other than Halliburton. Today, Mrs. Clinton is still running the welfare state and surviving as a candidate for the presidency. If you have a phone that needs answering at 3 a.m., if no one else will stand up to Barry Obama, and if you can find her, maybe you can vote for the Hillary team.
I remember landing under sniper fire when we were flying into Bosnia. We had to, part of the reason we were in the C-17 is because part of it is armored. I was moved up into the cockpit. Everyone else was told to sit on their bulletproof vest, you would call that. And we came in a evasive maneuver. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now, that is what happened. I remember particularly a trip to Bosnia. I remember landing under sniper fire. The welcoming ceremony had to be moved inside because of sniper fire.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony.
Now that is what happened.
Crusade Channel. And Kresslin didn't even know that I was sneaking in a live Bee Gees song on him.
Show my feelings anyway.
believe that, Mark? They can actually sing without falsettos and play instruments and stuff. Wow! Oh, I see he's typing. We do have a very close-knit, very great little family of broadcasters and shadow assistants and shadow volunteer force here on the Crusade Channel, folks. We really are blessed. Our numbers may be small right now, but what a great group of people to assault that ivory tower of, the liberal media, the mainstream media, or the conservative media complex. Because that's what we would be assaulting. What a great group. Oh, guys, what did he say? Hold on. He said he could listen to the host of our morning show. If you're not listening to it here on the Crusade Channel, why aren't you? Ditch Eddie and the Breakfast Flakes and listen to the Mark Kresland Show every weekday morning live 6 to 8 a.m. right here on the Crusade Channel. It's live. It's a live call-in program. I think that you'll like it. He says he can listen to that song without his ears bleeding. Well, there you go. See, we found common ground even with the Brothers Gibb. Hey, it is a Tuesday here. We are live at VeritasRadioNetwork.com on our apps at the Veritas Radio Network apps. And I just tweeted out, if you're not following us on the Twitter feed, it really is a great way to stay in touch with us, at The King Dude. And the Veritas Twitter feed is at Veritas Radio Net. So I just tweeted a photograph or a screenshot out of our current dilemma. Now, I've told you what goal number one is here for us here on the Crusade Channel. Goal number one is the acquisition of a superior ranking against a top 50 market talk radio station. Now, we've identified one that's in our genre and is using Shoutcast to broadcast simulcast their show. Of course, they have the advantage of a 50,000 watt FM broadcast in Indianapolis. It's Freedom 95. I don't mind talking about this because I like sharing with our members and our new listeners what it is that we're trying to accomplish here. So our first goal, the first goal that we're trying to accomplish here is that goal. And that goal is to beat that station, because when that station is beaten, when we can tell a advertiser, a national advertiser, well, you buy ads on that channel and we beat it. Obviously, then one of the things that we must do, which is to bring advertisers here in large number. And maybe I may be talking to an advertiser right now. Somebody's going like, I could advertise my product. You sure could. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com to explain the whole thing. Anyways, I mentioned it to you because I took screenshots of the comparison between us and Freedom 95. And right now we are about 70% of the way to, and what they're currently broadcasting is the Laura Ingraham Show. Well, let's be honest. Laura Ingraham's on Fox News every day. Laura Ingraham's been syndicated by the Talk Radio Mafia Syndicate since 2003. So that's a pretty good bellwether. When the Mike Church Show is actually able to claim that there's more listeners here on the Shoutcast, anyways, than there are for one of her affiliates. Of course, she's got many, many affiliates. But anyways, I just thought I was. As a matter of fact, I suspect that Talk 92.1 is probably another one if you're looking at the Shoutcast list. Anyways, it's just another way that we can gauge our success and we can all fight the same battles and enjoy the same successes together, as we will tomorrow when we have our first ever live afternoon drive version of the Mike Church Show featuring our Latinist, Ryan Grant. And we're going to talk about, and young Christopher was just, Christopher, what did you tell me during the break about St. John Fisher? What is it you told me about? This is going to be a good show. Why'd you say that? Why do you look at me as though I've got four heads and one of them is purple?
Oblique. No, I don't. I just it's from the story from that movie, the other bowling girl. I think I've never heard the story of Fisher before.
Really? What other bowling girl?
The movie.
There's a movie?
Yeah, about King Henry VIII.
Well, the other Boleyn, you mean?
Yeah, the other Boleyn girl, yes.
What year is this from? Is that a black and white? I've never seen the movie. 844-527-8723 is our telephone. Anyways, a very rare occurrence tomorrow afternoon. We're going to do that.
2008.
What's that?
The film's from 2008.
The other Boleyn girl. Huh. Yeah. Never heard of it.
It tells the side of King Henry VIII. King Henry VIII.
It's from his point of view?
From his point of view. When his wife couldn't give him an heir, and then he breaks away from the church so he can marry Anne Boleyn.
Well, you'll hear the whole story tomorrow.
Hearing from Fish's point of view, it'd be interesting and very exciting.
Yep. All right. So that's tomorrow at 3, from 3 to 5, Mike Church Show Live. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to be here tomorrow morning. I'm just going to do both. We're at the church, please. You're overworking yourself. Somebody's got to do it. 844-5-CRUSADE, our call-in telephone number. You'd like to be on the program. I'd like to now get into this subject that I've been teasing you with and tattering around. There are two. One is 50 State Department employees of the... Oh, by the way, you got to hear this. Folks, if you didn't hear the Mark Russell show earlier, I'm going to read this headline to you because you have to hear this. Let's see here. Here it is. Okay. Maggie O'Connell, listen up. You're going to want to put this in your newsletter. I didn't get this in the pile of prep, but you could add it to it. This is from the Washington Compost. I'm going to read you the headline. Verbatim. If they say in Latin, verbatim. Or verbatim. Headline. Report says 99% of feds fully successful or better at work. Now, if you're wondering if you heard that correct, let me just make sure you're here. I'm going to put your heart at ease. Yes, you heard it correctly. Now, if there was any doubt as to whether or not the corruptocrats are running the show, and it matters not. How or what the General Leviathan does, it's patting itself on the back. It's going, good job, good job. How many of you work outside of the home? Show of hands. Show of hands out there. How many of you work outside of the home? For those of you that work outside of the home, how many of you would say that, you know, I'm going to break this down in a couple of different answers. A, about a majority, a bare majority, 50 to 60% of your coworkers execute their job fully successful, in a fully successful manner. How many of you would say 50 to 60%? How many of you would say 60, two-thirds to three-quarters? So let's go 60 to 75%. Right there, okay. Raise your hands. We've already, that's almost all of you. How many of you would say that 80 to 90%, 8 times out of 10, your coworkers and your fellow workers in whatever industry, they actually get it fully, they fully succeed at what it was or what it is that they work at with you or alongside you on a daily basis? How many go 80 to 90%? Raise your hands. Hit us up on the Twitter at TheKingDude, email kingdude@mikechurch.com. Or, you know, we have dispositions. You can post comments. I meant to be talking about that. Please start posting your comments and your testimonials and your commentary on shows on the Veritas Radio Network site so we can build it into a community. So all the plugins and everything needed to do that is there. Okay, now, is there anyone left that is currently listening that's not a sacrosanct holy member who is actually taken vows and is a member of the holy sacred order of the criminal corrupt class, The Parasiscan monks. The Parasiscan monks. I created a new one. The Parasiscan monks. I got to write that down. You know, you have, if you know anything about Catholic monastic orders, you have the Benedictine monks. They're the first. You have the Scholastic, the Scholastics for St. Scholastica. They have that order. You have the Cistercians. That's for named for St. Bernard of Clairvaux. You have the Franciscans. Those are named for St. Francis of Assisi. You have the Dominicans. Those are named for St. Dominic. And there are some other orders. Like Brother Andre is a is an order of the Marian slaves. Not sure the exact precise name of Brother's order because I'd never asked him. But I do know that he's religious. He's in an order. Well, those that are in the civil religion that is Merica, in other words, and are in the employ of Leviathan, they're in a religious order, too, in the civil religious order. And I have just named it the Parasician. For parasite, or the Parasician order. How do you like that? P-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, the Parasician order. Hey, what order are you in, brother? I'm in the Parasician order. Thank you. Maggie O'Connell just delivering freshly brewed coffee to me. Boy, howdy, is it good. How many of you, now if you're in the Parasician order, you may think that you execute your job fully successful 99% of the time. It would be understandable because, truth be known, you don't really have a job. You're not actually producing anything other than human misery and wealth for the elite corrupt class. So all you really have to do, and truth be known, you guys get to basically make it up as you go along. You're your own judge, your own jury, your executioner. You're the arbiter of the extent of your own power. You accept no guidance from outside. You obey no civil order that the rest of us have to obey. Whenever you do get in trouble, see Lois Learning, just go in and plead the Fifth Amendment. In other words, you are totally insulated from accountability for anything you and your parasitic order does, which makes you a member of the Parasitian order. I'm going to make a graphic for the Parasitian order. Wait till you see this, you people. Now, if I didn't tell this to you, you wouldn't believe it. Here, young Christopher, I do not have the desktop presenter on, but I'm going to turn it on now so you can see this story. Figure one, permanent non-senior executive service employee performance rating outcomes, all rating systems, calendar year 2013. That's the story. Here, let me zoom in here on the, okay. Let me zoom in here on the story with the desktop presenter. So you watching on the YouTube channel, you can follow along. Okay, go ahead and cut to it. Is it likely that 99% of staffers in any workplace are fully successful or better? That's how highly federal employees are rated, according to a report by the Government Accountability Office.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Okay, the GAO looked at 2013 ratings for almost 1.2 million staffers, not including senior executive service members. Let me blow this text up a little bit so we can all see it. The study found that only 0.3, that's 0.3%, were rated as minimally successful and 0.1% as unacceptable. The transparency and credibility of the performance management process is enhanced. Quote, the transparency and credibility of the performance management process is enhanced when meaningful performance distinctions are made. It helps to ensure that promotion, pay, bonus, staffing, and other rewards
and other rewards. And recognition decisions are based on employees' performance and results. Close quote. Do you know that these people are that's part of their compensation is based on employee incentives? If you're in the Parisian order of government employed monks, that's part of that. That's part of the civil religion that is America. America. Writ large. 99.6% of you think you do a marvelous job. Here, you know what? I'm thinking of a scene from the movie Stripes. There's our government Parisian monk, Sergeant Hulka. He's our big toe. Let's give him a yay! Yay, government employees! Yay! Yay! Can you tell me a life that you have positively impacted today, other than the money that was stolen from me and from Mark Kresland and Suzanne Sherman and Kevin Goodsman and our thousands upon thousands of over 2,500 Founders Pass members? Can you just give us a paragraph, if you will? Just write down just one paragraph and tell us about the life that you positively impacted and altered via your work. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. Be your air finger quotation mark work while being in the order, the Parisian order of the American civil religion. You just give us one story. Does anyone ever write a letter to a government bureaucracy and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I would never have believed that you would be so effective at your job that I would be writing you a thank you letter. Oh, I'm so glad you were there to steal my property from me and tell me I couldn't put a swing set out back for my kids because it was too close to a wetland. Thank you for sparing my children the ignominious fate of swinging on a wetland. Oh, the horror. Thank you. Does anyone actually write a letter like that? Ever? 99.4% successful. Feds deserve much respect, writes the Washington Post, but rating more than 99% as fully successful, strange credibility. I have news for you, Washington Combos. The feds do not deserve any 0.0, none.
0.0.
Respect. Respect is something that is earned. Earning your living in an undignified, deceitful, corrupt, usurious manner is not respectful. It is disrespectful. And anyone, I say this often on this show, and I said it on the old station in the old country, and I was told, you know, you need to soften that a little bit. I was even told by friends, you know, you're talking about some people that you actually know that, and, you know, you shouldn't talk about them like that. Well, I say that in the hopes that they will change their ways. And that's this. Anyone that is in on this, anyone that is a contractor that is directly and materially participating in any of this Parisian order make work that has been dreamed up and schemed up for the national security state, you're in on it, pal. You can absolve yourself all you want. You can go out in your McMansion every morning and go sashay down the driveway to get the paper and sneer down your nose at how rotten all the rest of us have it because we're actually accountable for our performance at work, and you're not, and you never will be. My, what a proud, prideful position these people have obtained. Through what? They knew the right people. They screwed the right people. They hung out with the right people, etc., etc. An absolutely despicable, diabolical way to run and administer a system of government. But there it is, folks. There it is. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Continuing on, though, let's read some more, shall we? It diminishes the truly successful and could deny the less successful the assistance they need to improve. Now we have to, what, extend parasitian order benefits and salaries to those in the employ of Leviathan so they can improve? Improve to what? What's the measure? What's the metric? My misery? You're not making people miserable enough. Can you imagine? Here, let's just reenact it. How does Mike go? Remember? You remember the TV show, the Christmas television stop frame animated Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Remember that show? Remember that the little elf, what was his name? His name was Herbie, right? Herbie was in the order of the Christmas elf, working in Santa's workshop at the North Pole. And remember, he goes to the Papa Elf, and Papa Elf says, "Well, we were just a little flat in the back. Herbie, what's gotten into you, boy? You weren't hitting your notes." And then Herbie, who's voiced by Wally Cox, the great voice actor, said, "Well, I guess I'm just not happy in my work." Well, if that's all not happy, what? Not happy in your work? You're an elf. So when a government when an abbot of the Parasitian order goes to a mere religious monk or sister or brother of a religious order and says, "Hey, you're not performing as well as you could." How is the performance measured? Is it measured by the amount of largesse that is consumed by said agency? You're not consuming enough of other people's money, Herbie. Or is it measured by the sheer amount of raw, unfiltered misery, heartache, toil that is visited upon those that are ruled over by said government employee? Here, let me ask you, here, let's put it another way. How many of you have ever had it lorded over you at a post office or a DMV? You ever had a civil service employee go like, "I don't know what you thought when you came in here, but you didn't take a number," and you go back in the line now. We don't wait on, and only people with numbers get waited on. Or what if you have the number and you go up there and go, "Sweetheart, you're supposed to have the form filled out. We don't fill the form out here at the counter. You go to the back of the line. Next." You can tell I've visited a few of these offices. This is the effectiveness and the efficiency of your average government employee. Federal employee unions, tells us, the Washington Post tells us, have not been anxious to embrace civil service reform, though there are indications that that is changing. I'm going to ask the question again. What do these people actually do? What is it that they actually do on a daily basis? Maybe you have taken the religious vows of this American civil religion and are a member of the Parasitian order. Got your habit, you got your cassock. Doesn't really like a cassock. What? Maybe you could call us or send us an email and tell us. What is the metric that your parasitic existence is measured by? Is it measured in dollars and cents? Is it measured by how many dollars and cents it cost me? Is it measured in hours worked or effectively? Or is it measured in how many hours my work has been made not as effective or as efficient? Inquiring minds want to know. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. If you'd like to be on the program, please give me a call. We would love to talk to you today at 844-5-CRUSADE. Let's see here. Finishing up with the story now. If the 99% figure, wait a minute. Citing the partnership's best places to work in the federal government report. There, forgive me. Wait a minute. Back to tape up. Are you telling me that there is actually a report that is called Best Places to Work Inside the Federal Government? You're pulling my leg. You're joshing me. That there is actually a place that is better to work in one? Oh, so what makes it better? I mean, again, what do you actually do? How many of you have seen the movie Office Space? Hey, Christopher, find the clip from Office Space for me of the two Bobs when they're interviewing the guy that they're getting ready to fire. And he says, what's his name? Maggie O'Connell, help me out. Who's the guy that gets in the car accident and has a big party at his house? He invents the jump to conclusion. Matt. What was that guy's name in the movie? So when he goes in to be interviewed by the two Bobs, and the Bobs go, can you tell us on any given day exactly what is it that you do? And they walk through this progression, and the consultants go, so you do this. No, I don't actually do it, but sometimes I can. I can walk it over to accounting. I don't have to. It's hysterical. Which is why I'm busting out laughing at this. I shouldn't be laughing. I should be crying. Because of knowing that they're actually doing this. I'm still flummoxed by this. Citing the partnership's best places to work in the federal government report, which is based on a federal survey of government employees, how better to gauge the success of, what did I tell you? They respond to no external force, right? They are not accountable to anyone outside of their own agency. They are never civilly liable or accountable for anything that they do. And they are not accountable for anything that is done during the discharge of their duty. Nothing. All they're going to do is plead the fifth, go to their union, and bambo. Everything is wiped free from the slate. So how would you tell if they're being affected? Why, you would survey government employees. Well, let's get the information from within. Maybe they should bring the Bobs in. They have a consultant. No, we don't want any efficiency here. The more money we spend, the better off for us, the better off for the political class. Steyer said many staffers are not satisfied with the rating system. Quote, only 30.8% of non-SES staff, the group highlighted in the GAO report, responded positively to the question. In my work unit, differences in performance are recognized in a meaningful way. 844-527-8723 is...
Do you want the motivation problems clip?
It's Tom. That's his name, Tom. Yeah, when Tom is being interviewed by the two Bobs, Tom. He's the one that gets in the full body cast after he gets run over backing out of his garage. Most managers have a difficult time with frank and honest discussion about performance. I suppose so. They work for the federal government. Of course they do. This is a foreign concept. I do believe that, by and large, a very large percentage of federal employees, again, members of the religious order in our civil religion of Americanism, of the Parasitian order of religious, the brotherhood and the sisterhood of the Parasitians. I do believe that, by and large, a very large percentage of federal employees are doing a fine job. Is it doing a fine job at doing what? Again, explain it to us. What do they actually do? 844-527-8723. Most managers have difficult that. I encourage you to read the rest of this. I really don't want to spend any more time on it because I'm already about to hark. But you could. Can we not find a clip with the Bobs and Tom?
You take the specifications from the customers. And you bring them down to the software engineers.
Yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask,
why couldn't the customers just take them directly to the software people? Huh?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because engineers are not good at dealing with customers. So you physically take the specs from the customer?
Well, no, my secretary does that, or the fax.
So then you must physically bring them to the software people.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, sometimes. What would you say you do here?
What would you say you do here?
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
So, do you actually bring the reports to this? No, my secretary. But I could. Would you mind explaining to us what it is that you actually do here? I think that very well sums up the average workday of your average federal employee, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go give them a big round of applause. Let's give our kids a pat on the back anyway, shall we? Nice job. Nice job doing nothing, parasites in order. Great work. Great work. 99% of you all get a puppy and you all go to heaven because you're all sin-free too. Yay! Folks, you can't make this stuff up. I challenge you. You can't make this stuff up. At 844-527-8723. Let me check my email and see if anyone has chimed in. Hold on. Hold on. No. No. Hold on, let me check the Twitter feed. I just want to see if any of the parasites in order have checked in. Hold on. I'm thorough when it comes to this stuff, you people. Let's see. .com mom has checked in. She's cool. Tim JPH has checked in. He's cool. Suzanne Sherman has checked in. Wait a minute. Christopher, has Miss Suzanne been lobbying you to join the radio workers, the Veritas Radio Workers 701 local? Okay.
Not that, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if Miss Suzanne Sherman tries to get you to join the Radio Workers 701 local, you're going to tell her no. Mr. Mike said there is no union here, okay? Because she's trying to organize a labor union coup.
You know, with anything with a union in it, I must secede from it.
Attaboy. Hey, and that goes for Trent Kreslin's too. I know Mark won't go union, but Trent's he's a radical. Trent's he's a nonconformist, so Trent might be tempted to go radio worker, VRN radio worker 701 local. So I'm just telling you, Sherman, there'll be a lockout if you try it. 844-527-8723. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. We're having way too much fun here today on this show. Folks, if you like what you're hearing on the Crusade Channel today, why not support our crusade and become a Founders Pass member today? Do not put it off. And gain instant streaming and download access to every episode of this show and all the others on the Crusade Channel, including the upcoming Modern Wrong World Made Right, Calvin Was Wrong, as in John Calvin Was Wrong, episode number 15 with Ryan Grant, and the aforementioned Mark Kreslin Show. You get instant streaming download access. Now, you could subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents per day, and you can also choose between a monthly or yearly membership. And during the month of June, for every new Founders Pass yearly membership purchased, We'll ship you an autographed copy of Washington Irving's Life of Washington, Volume 1, in hardback, Smithsonian. And the Smithsonian just means it is bound in a beautiful and very effective manner that makes reading a large book like that very pleasing and easy. Has a beautiful dust cover, and the editor, that's yours truly, we resurrected it from the ash bin of history. The editor will sign and date your copy. That's a $50 value if you become a yearly Founders Pass member today. Why not join today, folks? Simply go to veritasradionetwork.com/join and become a Founders Pass member today, or call 866-483-3833. Let's welcome today, brand new member, just joined today, Ronald Rager, yesterday, Dave Yole, and Jay Woodall. Thanks, guys, for your membership. Appreciate you. Who's next? You can also call if you're having trouble with any part of your membership. We have telephone support. We're happy and delighted to help all of you through any problems that you might have. And there's a support tab on the Veritas. I keep meaning to mention this to all the guys and girls who host shows. If you go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and you're having a problem with any part of your Founders Pass membership or any other part of the site, there's a support tab button that's on site now. So that your ticket never leaves the site. Maggie O'Connell is always there monitoring the tickets, and so is Jennifer. So we're ready and willing to help you at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. But you can always call 866-483-3833 for help or to shop in the Founders Trading Post, to purchase, to place an order. Hey, and that reminds me. 866-483-3833. The Veritas Radio Network Founders Pass. Radio the way it should be. I got a announcement to make here. You people asked it, and we have now delivered it. If you go to, where's it at, Maggie O'Connell? MikeChurch.com/shop. The VRN bumper sticker. It's going to go out in the newsletter today. So if you're not subscribing to the Daily Republican email newsletter, in addition to the $10 gift certificate, which you can use. As a matter of fact, if you were to go and buy two Veritas Radio Network window stickers or bumper stickers, which we just released today. The artwork is finally done. They will be here, and we'll be shipping them in 2 days. You can buy one at a time or 10 at a time and get a 50% discount. Just go to MikeChurch.com/shop. And if you browse around to the menu, you'll find it there. I'll get the graphic up in the slider on the front page of the Founders Trading Post. And we'll get it up at Veritas Radio Network. But the sticker is now available. Many of you have asked, come on, Mike, give us a bumper sticker that we can put on our cars. Well, you can. They're there now. And if you buy one, it's $4.99. And if you buy 10, they're $24.99. So it's, that's a 50% discount for 10, for purchasing 10. Just go to MikeChurch.com/shop, and you'll be sporting your brand new Veritas Radio Network. What does it say? Truth Radio. It's got the logo, Truth Radio. It's an oval sticker. It'll be about 6 inches wide. It's really cool. Very simple, as simple as we can make it. So to spread the word, the good word of the Veritas Radio Network, we have the first ever Veritas Radio Network product. It is the Veritas Radio Network, veritasradionetwork.com, window or bumper sticker, oval window or bumper sticker, available now, today, in the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com/shop, and we'll also have it up and listed and posted at the VeritasRadioNetwork.com site as well. Also want to welcome brand new Founders Pass member. He just signed up via the phone, Ron Rieger. That's another one today. Thank you, Ron. Now, let's get into this other business here that we're going to talk about on this show. And I tell you what, why don't we let's take our time out. Let's do that, because if I get into this, I'll never finish it. And I'd like to give the last segment of the program a fair chance at building an audience. Now, for those of you that always tune out at this juncture, you're not going to want to miss the next segment. the left-right fallacy and the plot to start a war with Syria by members, by officials working for the State Department. So the State Department is trying to start a war with the Syrians. Patrick J. Buchanan writes about this today. You won't believe this. That is all coming up next here on the Crusade Channel. Mike Church Show, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.